Stop what you're doing, brother.
Because it's time for episode 141 of the Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. Silly look at a serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as you're holding a 3.5-month-old baby.
It's always the afternoon.
She's here now, and we kicked Josh out. That was a recording.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. No. Confession time. I think I just ripped my vocal cords. Hey, everybody. Ken, Amanda, and at the bar cam, if you're watching, it's Josh McCuga and Rosie McCuga looking at kind of nothing with the biggest eyes in the world. She was like...
Oh, yeah,
she
gets those big eyes.
She's kind of zoned out right now. Yeah. She woke up from her nap in a weird place, and yeah. She's like, what is happening?
Would you say that's like a mother-like daughter zoning out there in the afternoon?
Yeah, hey-o. For sure. 100% zone out girls over here.
She does. We do these things. I call them dad curls.
Oh, let's see these dad curls.
She smiles a little bit. One.
Yeah, we'll see if she smiles.
Two.
She's probably going to be mad because he's trying to show off,
four,
so she's going to...
Five.
I'll say that's...
Six.
That's pretty adorable.
That's seven.
I gotta tell you, what I want to see is 20 years from now, you reenact this for one of those like memes. This dad and this daughter trying to reenact this cute photo.
Well, it's impossible to get a workout in, Ken.
It is.
So me curling my 20-year-old daughter, I'm gonna be what, 59 at that point? I don't know if that's happening.
You were gonna be one of those 59-year-olds. Amanda, this is good news for you. Mm. That even though your skin is leathery like a hot dog and falling off, you're gonna be buff.
Oh, I like
you
that.
See that? You know those guys? You see, yeah. They're like 62 and they're
in
the gym.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope he's one of those guys.
I was following one in that Ralph's that we go to, the freezing Ralph's.
The freezing Ralph's.
And we were going for the same section, the vegan food section. He turns around and he goes, sorry. I go, I'm just following the buff dude to the healthy food. And he just goes, okay, yeah, that's cool. Like, watch out.
You know, it's funny when we like try and make jokes with people. I don't think people are like ready for jokes, right?
No.
Like, all right, okay, no big deal, great. What is this, a podcast? What are you guys performing around the corner?
I don't know. My facial expression right now, though, is probably, if you're watching, I don't know what I just looked like, but I was just watching our daughter almost fall out of my husband's arms.
No way.
And she was a little squirmy, and you were doing your...
Babe, I've got her.
He's got her
I know. But sometimes she gets a little wiggly.
She's a little wiggly. Look at that face. Look at them cheeks. Sorry, I'm making a guy can press that switch button on the cameras if you're watching the podcast. She is clued in. She sees mommy from across the room, she's like,
"I like that one."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what's really
I like
funny?
That lady.
There's this meme. It's like a TikTok thing where it says like, it shows the baby's face, and then it says like, if you're breastfeeding, show your baby your boobs and see what they do. And I swear, the last couple of days, if I'm like naked in front of her and I just walk up to her with my boobs, she starts smiling.
Like,
oh, those things.
Like, smiling so big. What are you smiling at? And then I realize, like, oh, she probably is like, oh, yeah.
She's like,
kind of like dudes all of the time.
Yeah. She gross. mentally has one of those triangles at the campground being played. Ding 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 ding. Supper time.
Dinner.
She knows I'm not wrong.
She thinks it's funny. Do you like Uncle Ken? Do you say hi to Uncle Ken?
She's mesmerized by the aura around me more than me.
Look at her middle finger. She's flipping us off over here.
Give me a sweet
I wish we could zoom that camera in. I wish we had a camera operator. Don't get up, Akaika. Don't get up. That's not me telling you to get
up. She's doing the Amanda yawn during the show.
Oh, that's so cute.
Listen, we're tired.
She thinks she's people.
We're a tired bunch over here.
Yeah, you're tired. How's it going? I want to ask how your night went, but I know it couldn't be well because I woke up early today and there had been a text from Josh that was already 2 hours old.
Well,
yeah, we're up early.
I mean, but that was like a 4 a.m. text.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I can't believe you text people at 4 a.m. That's kind of rude. What if they don't put their phone on silent? That's always my concern.
I would just anticipate everybody has their phone on silent or off when they go to sleep.
I would hope. I would hope, but not everyone does.
Do you hear your phone when I text you?
Yeah, well, I've had to silence it because of Grace. But my old job, I was on call for 12 and a half years. For 12 years, phone never off.
Right,
but when Grace and I started, you know.
So I put mine on Do Not Disturb. I put the little half moon, the little crescent moon.
Yeah. Yeah. My worry is, folks, you know, I had that call one time. Your dad has had a heart attack. Get home. I had that call once.
See?
Once you get that call, you don't want to, but
yeah,
I guess you could set it to where you have certain phone numbers that go through, right?
I think so.
I should probably do that.
I know. Yeah, I got to
block his.
Block mine.
Yeah, definitely block his with his
4 a.m.
text. Let Ekaikas
go in. But I didn't. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it at 4 a.m. To be clear, man.
Okay, that's
don't get too mad at it.
Here's the thing: is we've had a bit of an eventful week since Sunday with Rosie because she got a little sniffle, right?
Yeah,
and we
she
had
does.
This
poor thing.
We thought it was the formula because we tried new formula.
We introduced some formula. This is some really interesting conversation here. Yeah. I know you guys are all dying to hear about baby formula.
Hold on. So we introduced this formula. We thought it was the formula. It turns out she just has a little cold, I think.
A little cold.
But she had this moment on Sunday night where she turned like bright red and we thought she was choking and then she
No, she was choking.
She was choking on her throat.
She was definitely choking. So it was very scary.
Can I to the camera, can I do my Rosie impersonation that I'm seeing right now?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's the best.
She kind of just has like a goober face. Yeah. Especially, it's funny, she has started to do this thing where it's not, she's never been stranger danger. She'll actually go to anybody. It
totally.
Actually worries me a little bit for our
Ken
future.
Should we have Ken hold the baby for the first time? You've never held the baby.
But she does this thing now where when she's around like newer people, she gets a little shy. Like she doesn't,
That's
she's
good.
Not as expressive. She's kind of like, who are you?
Yeah. Oh, man, that is a big yawn.
Yes.
I saw a chihuahua do a yawn that big this morning, too. That was a yawn, Rosie.
Well, so you got the text at 4 a.m. because, like...
Well, I don't want Josh to get in trouble. I didn't get it till like 6:30,
right.
But I saw it was sent at 4.
Right. Yeah. Well, we wake up because she's... Mm-hmm. Rosie wakes up and she starts going like... Mow, 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 mow.
She talks... She has never... Since she's been born, she's actually never... cried to wake up. Like, she's never really cried in her sleep. Like, you know how most babies cry when they wake up and they're hungry?
Yeah.
She does sometimes cry when she wakes up from a nap because she'll fall asleep in my arms and then wake up, like, in the crib. And she's like, what the heck? But she has never in the middle of the night woken up, like, crying or screaming.
No, screaming.
She'll just start kind of squirming. And then when she was really little, I would just... take her out immediately when she started squirming. Now we kind of like, she can soothe herself. And so we kind of just let her figure it out. Yeah. But when she wakes up in the middle of the night, now she wakes up talking. So she's like, ah, and she yells. So she's like, ah, ooh, she just yells and talks like she's talking to herself. She's completely happy. She just is awake. And so she's talks to herself. And I actually have a recording, like I took a video in the dark of her talking to herself because it was so funny. Yeah. But then in the middle of the, like she'll do it for what, like 20 minutes?
20 minutes. Yeah.
And we just leave her because she's happy and she's talking. And then all of a sudden she'll be like, ah. I'm like, oh my God. And then she'll just have a huge poop.
Yeah.
And anyone who's had a 3.5 month old knows that when they make the poop, you're like, oh crap, it could be a blowout.
Yeah. And then you're gonna wash everything.
Like, so you can't leave it. You can't leave it. So you have to get up. And now she's been doing it consistently the last few nights.
Sure.
I'm like, I think she knows. She knows that it's gonna get us up. So she's like, come on, work on the poop. Oh yes, I got him. Like, I swear she's too smart or something. Because of course we come and get her as soon as she does it.
Yeah.
She's a Pavlov dog training you.
And she's starting to do this thing too where she, I think I talked about it on the positivity report this morning, where she said she does this like.
Oh yeah, she knows how to spit with her mouth
and
somehow.
Yeah. And I think that she we think it might be a fart or a poop. And Amanda's like, she's not that smart yet. I was like, what if she is?
Oh, she's ringing that Pavlov dog bell. I'm gonna reference that word again.
Everything
that
she does
saying.
Is so adorable. Every day is different. There's a little, you know, like she's starting to reach for toys now and things. I'm like, oh, look at she's reaching for things. It's just everything is a big deal.
I know this is your both first time through this journey. But do you how often do you take stock of those moments where you know in a couple months she might start crawling or however science works with babies? In a year she's going to say, you know, do you look and go, I know I can't hold you in this 3.5 month time period, but I'm going to remember this forever.
It's
I try to.
Yeah.
I really do. I try and like, you know, take pictures all the time. Like, I try and be in the moment as much as I can.
There's nothing, you really can't do anything but be in the moment right now because there's so little and they're so, you know, fragile in a way. And, like, you really can't, like, stress too far ahead or anticipate when she's three or whatever because you're just so busy right like in the now. You know, it's like she's demanding, not demanding in the sense that we in a negative way, but it's just you really can't take your eyes off her and she's with us all of the time. So it's really hard to me, I'm like, I can't even imagine her being 2, 3, 4 years old because I'm so in it right now today, you know? So I think I do pretty good at like living in the moment with her because you can't. You're like, you're just moment to moment, hour to hour.
I think
in
that's,
it, you know?
I think that's
the best
way.
Did you want to tell Uncle Ken something? Or do you want to tell him?
Rosie.
The afternoons now is just going to be a baby talk.
I mean, look. I'm fine.
We talk about Rosie and then we go, hi. Oh, my little baby. The best part is
this is still a podcast first, which means over 800 people are just listening to it.
Oh,
going,
God. I'm so sorry.
But this is a podcast about life. So this is the life. This is the big part of the life. And I think everyone has been following this adventure, so it's great to see Rosie cooked and out in the world.
My cousin CJ, who you know, Ken, obviously Amanda knows him, he had a baby about 2.5 weeks before we had our baby, and he sent me a text a couple days ago and said, whoa, Amanda giving you a B+ is savage. And I was like, yeah, that's my life. That's my, always room for improvement. Always room for improvement.
Brian B.C. Tiller in chat says, my twins just got their driver's permit and turning 16. Whoa. Yet forgotten so much. Hold on to those memories if possible.
But will BC Tiller and Sons, will they be employed as like forklift drivers?
I think they're well, BC said he's going to train those twins to work from the ground up, and then they'll take over the company having worked all aspects of the company.
Right. Yeah. From grain to silo.
From grain to gain.
Grain to gain. There you go.
I don't know.
AJ. BC Tiller and Sons, are you looking for high-powered grain operators? Come on down to BC Tiller and Sons.
Hey, I don't know what grain is for. We got a lot. BC Tiller, Grain and Sons.
It comes in a peck, a bushel, a gallon, a drum. Comes in all shapes and sizes at BC Tiller and Sons. We are not prejudiced when it comes to grain.
Don't jump into a grain silo. You might die, but it's pull like, out that grain.
It's like edible quicksand.
It is edible quicksand. Crossing.
Should we get a grain sponsorship? It's like edible quicksand. Don't jump in a bunch of it.
Yeah, there's, I don't want a Quiet Place. First one, there's a silo scene like
Amanda,
that.
Amanda, guess who saw Quiet Place 2?
Yeah, I went to a theater.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, you know, I personally don't love theaters as much as other people. I respect the people do, so I'm not here to be negative about it.
I'm kind of with you.
I had a good experience. What I like is it's sold out crowd, but still half capacity.
Yeah.
So ain't no one up on my ear whispering.
That's kind of nice.
The problem is Quiet Place is a quiet movie, so you hear everything.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be quiet.
Yeah.
So did you like it?
I loved Quiet Place 2, Still Quiet. I love it. I love the first one.
Me too. I love the first one.
It's not a horror film, right?
No. I didn't mind the first one.
You saw the first one.
Yeah,
I liked it.
And
it's not horror-y.
It's not,
then you'd be okay.
Scary parts.
Yeah, you'd be okay with the second one.
But Josh is actually okay with monsters. Horror films or with monsters that you can see. So, like, if he knows that what it looks like and that what it, like, if something jumps out at you, at least he knows what it is.
Yeah.
So he's a little more, like, you can tolerate it a little bit more because
you
know what it looks like. So you're, it's not like a, you know, like the Invisible Man or like one of those
ghosts,
scary,
like that. You know, like Us or It's the Clown, that kind of thing.
Because I like Stephen King's The Mist, the Tom Jane Tom Jane version. I like that. And it's similar. And Spielberg's War of the Worlds. Logistic question.
Got it.
And I'm going to, our pal Mateus, Hit Video it. Club Random. I stopped listening on the podcast since you started doing it on video. Should I listen to more on Spotify? What helps you more? Keep watching the videos. Give us a thumbs up, all those kind of things. But maybe still subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
So we can still get those download numbers. That's important, especially with something we can't quite say yet.
We got a big announcement coming in, like, not next week, but probably week after.
But on the main show. So if you can spin both plates for us.
And I got news today, Ken. I got an email. The stickers have been shipped.
Oh, picks and sticks are
picks
coming.
Picks and sticks are coming in hot. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And as always, if you want to become a member of GPA, go to thegpa.fun. Some cool things being cooked up there, including finally getting that newsletter up and running.
And we got to give our thanks to our official sponsor, Boone's Bourbon. Ken,
Boone's
take it.
Bourbon. Homegrown Boone's Bourbon. Do you have a baby sleeping for 5 minutes and you need to take the edge off? Grab a bottle of Boone's Bourbon. You don't even need a glass. You can get a GPA bucket, but you can pour it straight down your gullet. Will your baby know when it wakes up? You don't know because you're drunk on Boone's Bourbon.
Boone's Bourbon, Ding. The only baby bourbon proof.
I'll tell you what, I got a bone to pick with Boone's Bourbon.
Okay, our fine sponsor of today's program.
Because I'll tell you what.
You got a bone to pick with Boone's Bourbon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Josh has used the excuse right. every time, and there's been a few since Rosie's been born, when he's been drunk and in the doghouse, and he's like, babe, they're a sponsor. Well, I have to drink it. Like,
Boone's Bourbon says sponsor responsibly.
Well said, Ken.
He blames it on, like, I have to drink it, you
Blame
know?
Blame
like,
it
I'm like,
rain.
Okay, right.
Well, look, you don't know if this is apple juice inside. It could be apple juice.
We know it's not.
Apple smoosh?
Apple juice. Yeah. Apple juice. Rosie!
It's a nice color, though. I'll tell you what. That's a beautiful bourbon color.
Mm. I legitimately love this Boone's Bourbon.
Yeah. I know that Jenna Ushkowitz, who's
Ooh,
coming.
Ooh, that smells good.
It's very good. It's got that sweet vanilla
it
aftertaste.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. sweet. Ooh.
Do you want a swig? Do you need a swig?
Clear out my
Have you had? Have you been drinking heavy since Rosie came out of the world?
A lot of
rosés
for the lady.
Yeah, I have been having some wine here and there, but not really. I mean, no one can drink like Josh does, but...
Well, people can. They just choose not to.
Apple juice.
Jenna Ushkowitz and mm-hmm. Kevin McHale, who are going to be on Josh Purdue tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The Glee Battle.
The Glee
right?
Battle.
Right.
Glee, oh, like, that'll be awesome.
She was very excited because when she came on for the Positivity Report, I had Boone's. She's like, it's a little early for bourbon. She loves a good whiskey, so maybe a little 2 p.m. Boone's on the rocks there, Josh Purdue tomorrow.
A little Josh Purdue helper. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. That's going to be a great... Match. Game match.
Yeah.
Match.
Kyle Harlow, one of the original afternoons listeners. Thank you, Kyle. Says Boone's Bourbon. It helps keep helps Rosie go to sleep. They're like in the old days. You just put a little on the gums, right?
My mom would Jim Beam, Jack Daniels. I don't know what else the bourbon they had.
Our
in the
parents
80s.
Did a lot of weird stuff to us.
She
so
would take this pacifier.
I don't think it's that
see
weird.
See this pacifier? She would dip it in whiskey.
That's a great idea.
Is, this is why he is the way he is now.
This is
today.
Great.
Like
so,
there's a problem
thanks,
with
Deb.
The way I am.
No, you're perfect.
Oh,
that was like a wow. That was a stretch. But
perfect is if B plus is perfect, Ken. I'm perfect,
go.
Baby.
Here we go.
Yeah, yo.
Here we go. What do you? Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. I know you. You go ahead. You, sir.
Well, I want to tell you a quick story.
Yeah, tell me.
So,
hit me.
You know, we've officiated many a wedding.
Yeah.
And yeah. This weekend on Sunday, I did like my first wedding consult for
this.
A friend that needed some advice on how to officiate a wedding because he's never done it. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we went out to lunch and I like kind of walked him through, gave him a couple of my ceremonies.
Love
I
it.
Think you'd be very proud as to like
great.
The advice I gave him on how to officiate a wedding because you were talking about like the original afternooners, all that kind of stuff. Is
yeah.
like we've talked about officiating weddings since.
Right.
Day one
right.
on the show, one of maybe our hidden talents
mm-hmm.
or face-forward
no,
talents.
We both do
know.
Really well at this.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, the first thing you need to do when you are officiating a wedding is disarm the audience
yeah.
and make fun of yourself for being mm-hmm. there. Would you agree with that advice?
Yes.
Because like B+, I mean, I say I'm a B+, I was like, I'm a solid A+,
yeah,
B+ student.
You no, I would say that you're definitely like an A+ at officiating weddings.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think... Yeah, there's a fine line. As someone who has spent his whole career doing self-loathing comedy at the expense of laughter, you don't want to go too far, right?
Right.
Like then they're gonna be like, well, why is this guy here then? Why isn't Father McGee here? Get Rabbi Hershkowitz here. Like, right. why is this guy here?
Right.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Disarming the audience, make everyone comfortable.
Correct. Yeah.
And you're the best target because you know you're not gonna offend yourself.
Yeah. And if you are having trouble, just dip your pacifier in some whiskey and bing bang boom.
That's great. Wow, did you drop that again? Well, it doesn't matter. She's just chewing that jumper.
Yeah. B+.
B+. B+, says E. Kaika behind the power. Are you the okay? Microphone.
She does love chewing. She's become a bit of a drooler now.
She is drooling right now.
Drooling. Does that mean she's going to be teething? Like, I don't know. When do they start teething? I feel like they never stop teething.
You read all the
teething.
Books. What do you mean, when do they start?
Yeah,
you
when do they
this.
Start?
You know what?
One.
Maybe that's your that's going to be your project. Maybe you teething? Read about teething. That's going to be your thing. That's your baby homework.
Josh, next week?
Because I read about everything else. So you get teething.
I think next week you come in with charts, graphs, mm-hmm. some pictures, sure. some expectations, okay. some projections.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Or the week
she
after.
She hasn't. Typically, I think, when they're teething, they typically have like, sometimes they get a little fever, or I think they also get a diaper rash sometimes, and they get little red cheeks, and they're fussy. She hasn't shown signs of any of that.
Sort of like an alcoholic. Diaper rash. Just red cheeks.
Oh, she's either about to laugh or cry. I can't tell.
It could be a little of both.
Little column A, little column B.
Or poop. Honestly, it's anyone's guess. Sometimes the laugh face is the poop face. So.
She does look like she's calling an audible at the line of scrimmage.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
It's poop my goops.
Poops my goops.
We're good.
Oh, man. Amanda, what do you miss about the theater the most, then?
You know, it's funny. Having not been to a theater in so long, I haven't missed it. But okay. I am one of those people. Call me crazy. Josh used to make fun of me.
You're crazy.
I like going to the theater alone.
Oh, I love that too.
I think you don't talk to anybody.
I've only done it one time and I saw Little Miss Sunshine in New York and I didn't like it.
It's like, I think it's like your sort of your solo therapy time. For me, I used to love it. So it's been a long time since I've gone alone because, you know, when I started dating Josh, we would go together. Stuff. But yeah. But I used to love, I know.
I
do miss having like, solo time. Just go and get my popcorn and candy and my Diet Coke and sit there and just have 2 hours of uninterrupted.
I loved it. I used to go to Winnetka Theaters, Pacific Theaters, Winnetka 21 in Winnetka, California. Every Monday, I'd get a tuna sandwich at the Outdoor Cafe and you could bring it into the theater and I'd go by myself. And for like two straight years,
It is sort of like my...
Suck. Nothing says movies quite like a tuna sandwich.
Like a tuna fish sandwich.
I do love a tuna sandwich. Although the people next to you in the movie theater might not love that so much.
It was Monday at noon. No one was in the theater with me. Maybe a guy in the front. Everything.
I love an empty theater.
Yeah, the only time, and I think I've told the story in the afternoons before, but to remix it, I went and I forgot it was a holiday on a Monday, like 11:30 showing, turned the corner watching Anywhere But Here with Natalie Portman. Turned the corner. Me and an entire theater of moms and daughters. Oh, no. And I found the one seat that wasn't taken.
It was pre-reserved. You wanted to be anywhere but there.
That's a great. I don't know if there's a pun. Is that a pun? It's in the pun family.
I think it's just wordplay.
Wordplay. Wordplay. There you go. Reggie Donald says, what I don't miss is going to see a new movie, but ended up having to go watch the small screen the size of TV at home. Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Ken was tuna crazy, Dave Taylor. I love a good tuna fish sandwich.
I do,
and I love
too.
Calling it tuna fish, like I'm a 70-year-old in an old folks home.
I love a tuna sandwich, but it has to be the right ratio of mayo, tuna, and green onions, and celery. I have to have
celery
and
green onions.
Tuna.
Do you put tomatoes? What about tomatoes?
Okay, I don't hate a pickles? Tomato in a tuna sandwich, but I wouldn't choose it. Like, if someone made me one and put tomato, I'd eat it.
The tomato life
it.
Doesn't choose you. You choose it.
Yeah, but
it's the other way around.
Yeah, but I'm
more of a chicken salad guy myself,
it.
But a good tuna melt.
You know what I would put in that tuna sandwich, though, is sliced pepperoncinis.
Oh.
In a tuna sandwich?
Oh, yeah. I love pepperoncinis.
Big pepperoncini gal.
I'm not saying no.
I love
old pepperoncini Gordon over here.
You know what else?
Pepperoncini McCooks.
I'm not. Lately, I've been on like.
Got her name with Gordon.
I've been on a hot dog kick.
Old Blondie
I don't know
Pepperoncini.
Why.
Ooh, that's a good. That's a good alias. Blondie Pepperoncini. Hi.
Pepperoncini's on a hot dog. I don't know why I've been craving a good hot dog, but I don't like.
Yeah.
I like sausage dogs.
Don't do what I did though.
Oh no.
Don't do what I did. I went to the AMC Burbank. And Grace and her family, I was like, go on ahead. The line's too long. Go to the seats. Stay alive. I will find you. And to speed up, because I wanted a flatbread pizza, but I knew it was going to take too long. So I ordered two all-beef hot dogs. No toppings. Just grabbed them. Waited for the curly fries. That was a mistake. Sat down. So
toppings.
If you got to speed up, just eat that meat stick raw. Just dry, raw meat stick.
No.
Eat it. And then... I ate the two hot dogs fast, Josh.
I've seen you eat.
The movie's A Quiet Place 2, Still Quiet. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Guess what was...
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Still Quiet. A Quiet Place 2, Still Quiet. Or in, I believe in Europe...
I think it's just A Quiet Place 2.
No, I think in Europe it's A Quiet Place, Deuce, Sound of Silence.
Yes, that's... yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Or A Quiet Place, Due, eh?
So once I just slammed those hot dogs, what did the audience around me hear for an entire movie? Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. So I'm like trying to... I'm doing that like...
Oh, no.
Grace is like, was that you? I'm like, quiet.
Place?
A Quiet Place, part two.
Would you say, Ken, you had two all beef hot dogs? Would you say they might be Feltman's of Coney Island?
I
the
did,
official
Josh.
Sponsor of the Good People Association's Mouths and Gurgles in the Stomach. This summer, if you're eating a hot dog, make sure it's a Feltman's.
Are those, did we pull those from the freezer?
I had to kind of go to the freezer to get them out of the freezer.
Wouldn't it be great if they were just sitting below the desk for the last month? They look a little frozen.
Uncured,
are they
all
frozen?
They're frozen.
We can still have them.
Yeah.
Friday it is.
Yeah, bing.
Tomorrow.
We'll make them, Kevin and Jenna come in, we're just drinking bourbon, making hot dogs inside.
I think that'd be the greatest thing ever. I think that'd be the greatest thing ever.
You guys want a hot dog?
Michael Kautzer prefers chicken salad. Michael Kautzer also prefers sending me nice Star Wars Beetle shirts.
Ooh, yeah.
Cool.
That is a cool Star Wars.
That's awesome. I like that.
So who's who?
So Darth Vader is, oh my God, I can't remember. That's John?
Is John in front?
Paul? Who's got the shoes of? Paul? George? Oh my God, it's been so long. It's my favorite Beatle album.
Wow.
John's first.
Guys,
Paul's third.
Not only did Ken
with botch his shoes off
the release date of High Fidelity yesterday,
I'm still mad about that.
You botched the order of Abbey Road. Even I know the order of Abbey Road. A B B E Y.
There you go.
That was a bad joke.
That was a bad joke.
Wow.
That was good. Yeah, I'm still mad at myself for losing the $21 to Mance. I just March 28, 2000 is so close to 1999.
Yeah.
I'm just bummed.
I'm about to finish a large Diet Coke, you
God
guys.
Bless you. God bless you. Okay.
Here we go. Hi. I'm here to tell you.
She's so unamused right now.
For those watching or listening, Josh has put Rosie up to the microphone and only her. So it looks like she was addressing the nation.
Yeah, but she's not.
She's not. And she.
You guys, I really think she's not going to be a, what do we call? What
extrovert.
Do we call? Yeah, like what do we call Josh, like who loves camera, likes attention.
Camera?
An egotistic egotistical maniac?
No, but I really don't think she's going to like having her picture taken.
Oh,
or
you
being
think
on
she's
camera
going
or
the
liking
other way.
It. Yes, I think she's going to be the opposite. I think she's going to be a really like, not an extreme introvert, but I think she will be just a super chill.
Why do you
she
think
she knows
this?
You're talking about her. She's getting upset, babe. Don't talk about her like that.
What?
Why?
There's something
wants.
Wrong with it. With kind of a.
What do you think? What
because
makes
because she's
you
a
think
little
that?
Like that now, and I think that they don't change that
oh,
much.
Oh yeah, she's crying. She's upset about that. No, yeah.
She's probably hungry.
Like this is
think
all.
She's hungry?
This is also what I did after
talking,
the all beef hot dogs. Josh is
yeah, she's a little like that now. She's just a really chill baby for the most part. I mean, yes, she gets fussy when she either has a dirty diaper or she's hungry. So I guarantee you right now, it's one or the other.
Okay. Yeah, just cross. Just you cross him. This is a podcast taping.
But for the most part, like she just, like I said, most babies scream and cry when they wake up.
Sure.
Not this one. She's this like, blah, blah, blah. she's a
I mean,
very.
That's like dad. That's like dad.
Yes. But I don't know. It's when she's around people, like she's very expressive, but
very expressive.
But when she's around people, she kind of like she's a little bit like
she's like
it might be a little too much for her. She likes to just be
You know,
with us or like solo. Like she will entertain herself for an hour on her playmat alone.
Yeah,
but, I mean we're watching her, but like she just doesn't need a lot of stimulation. So I feel like. She might be that way as a child and an adult, like not needing a lot of stimulation from people.
I mean,
I think it's possible.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Look, when I was young, my mom, so I'd be like three and a half. My mom was pregnant with my sister. She was so sick, she couldn't get up off the couch. My dad was at work, pre-cell phone. Anytime my mom lifted her head, she'd throw up. I was on the floor next to her from 7 in the morning to my dad left work until he got home at 6 p.m. playing with the Matchbox car, and I didn't move for the entire day. So
that's amazing.
I go to movies by myself.
Yeah.
Rosie?
I will say this. She can vary. Like, if you put her on her little mat and she's got a little mirror and things she can reach, she'll do it for an hour plus.
There
no
you
problem.
Go.
Just reach.
This is good, Rosie.
Well, Josh thinks it's been an hour. Probably been a couple. He falls asleep when she's doing it. So
So Josh just turned on the GPA neon sign. Ooh. Rosie literally went like, whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
That's my bad. Sorry.
No. She
mesmerized. I think she looks like Josh. I think she's going to be more like me, though.
Okay.
Well, that's what we can hope, is that she looks like you and is more like you. We don't need any more of this guy in there.
I'm not sure.
You. Look,
guys,
that's you.
She's so far towards Josh. There's no way I'm going to get any part
of
that.
You're getting something.
In terms of looks?
It looks, yeah.
You know, yeah. I think it's my pal, Italian guy as well. He is, they have one daughter. She's like 13 now. And as time's gone on, looks more like her mom, but she is all him in terms of personality, which is not what we wanted. Right. We were hoping for the other way. But
That's what I'm saying. Like Ben's kids, my brother, they looked exactly like Rosie when they were kids. And now his two daughters are starting to look a ton like his wife.
Yeah.
See?
Over time.
That's what we want. Look,
yeah, we'll
from
see.
Dust
hey,
to dust.
Listen, I'll still keep loving her if she does decide. Good. If
good
she doesn't
know.
Change.
Good to know.
I'm still going to love her, even if she continues to look like her father.
Yeah.
But I do think that she'll have more of my personality, or at least she does already, so I don't know.
Ikaika, do you look more like your dad or mom?
Right now, my dad, yeah.
Okay, so that's what happens.
I'd say I look like my dad.
Yeah, especially now with the haircut, you look like John McCuga.
What?
You think I look like my mom?
Oh, you are all Debbie McCuga.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I don't know. I've seen you both dance around a chair.
Okay, I bet I still have it in my library of my phone, but I may have deleted it because it was really terrifying. You know those apps that you can put a woman's face on a man and vice versa?
Sure.
Like to see what Josh would look like as a woman? Remember we were in Rhode Island at your cousin's wedding?
Yeah.
And we did the app, and I'm not kidding. It put long hair and makeup on him, and he was his mother. Like it was Debbie McCuga. It was so scary.
Did you do this?
We didn't even show her because I think she would have been so like.
Did you do this during the wedding ceremony? And you guys in the back just cackling. It looked like your mom.
It was the next morning when we were real hungover and we were just laying around and laughing. Yeah. And I did it. I think it took me a minute to even show him because I was like, oh, I don't know.
Amanda, would you like it if, like, on a Friday night, Josh says, honey, go out with the ladies, drink until you pass out. I got this till Sunday. Would you want that?
No.
Okay. I was trying, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
Trying to even up.
I appreciate the backup on that one. No problem.
Like, if you were just like, if he was like, honey, here's a 20 spot, make your dreams come true.
Here's a 20 spot. What is this, 71 in Pittsburgh?
But wait,
go
what
and grab yourself a couple icy lights.
How would this be a benefit to Josh? Like,
no,
so
no,
I
you're trying to make it because I drank too much Boone's on Saturday, is what you're saying.
Well, just, you know, pick a night, but like, B-plus dad over here, apparently. No. I'm not saying that. That wasn't my rating. That's your book. That's your book.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I know you recently had like a bachelorette thing you attended, but what if he was like, I got this? Go see a movie by yourself. Would you be too in your head?
No. I would definitely go see a movie by myself.
Okay.
If he was like, I got this for sure.
You could go see Quiet Place 2 by yourself. Her and I can hang out, watch Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I mean, my pal Mike Beatrice, he and his wife, they have two kids, about 5 6, but that they traded off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
2
we do.
2 o'clock Rogue One, 5 o'clock Rogue One. We'll switch off the kid.
We have friends that do that, but for workouts. So actually, like, she'll go to the gym, and then he'll drive the baby, and they switch cars, and then he's at the gym when she leaves. It's really smart. I mean, it is really the only way to do it, is you have to trade off. You're just passing them to back and forth to each other. But I right now just don't have – I don't care. Mm-hmm. I like – it's nice – to be able to like run errands and do things that I need to do.
Sure.
When I don't have her, because getting her in and out of the car just to run in somewhere is like a whole thing. So something that I could run in somewhere and spend 5 to 10 minutes, even just like picking up an order of food, getting her in and out of the car takes 20 minutes instead. Yeah. Like it's just double the time. So that is nice, but to be able to leave her at home with him. But other than that, like I am slightly.
Guys, she just started doing this 2 days. She holds her bottle now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
It's really sweet and really cute.
It's the cutest thing.
I know you'd probably enjoy the time off. Just not against Rosie. Just like, but could you mentally turn your brain off enough? You trust Josh.
No.
You trust Josh. But you just would be like, I kind of want to still be around.
Yeah, and I think I'm a little of like a helicopter mom where
that she's worked just out well so, for my mom.
She's so new and so it just I don't know. I'm still so attached to her, which I'm sure
this
will never
good.
End.
This
but
is good.
I don't feel like at no point since she's been born have I felt like I can't do it or it's a burden or
that's great.
Even to where like I mean of course I feel tired but never so tired like right. never tired enough to like not want to
you
do
always
it.
Got the mom reserve tank going.
Yeah, I think that's what moms do. I think we just kind of rally no matter what. Like we're just constantly rallying right. to do what we need to do. But I'm kind of in that place where like if I could get away with taking her to the movies, I'd probably bring her with
sure.
me. But I wouldn't because you all would be mad at me if you were sitting in the same theater. But
yeah,
But I do.
I wouldn't.
It is nice to have like. I will say when she naps, and I actually can get her to nap because she's not a big napper. She's a cat napper. She likes her good 20 minutes. And she's like, Josh, 20 minutes.
20
and
minutes,
that's it.
Good to
I'm
go.
Like, that wasn't even long that's enough for worst. Me to go pee.
Yeah.
But when she does nap, it's nice. Like, that is my me time. Like,
right.
just where I can, like, sit on the couch and watch a show and have a snack while she's sleeping is, like,
just 20 minutes.
Amazing. Because I'm not far from her, but yet I still have, like, a moment.
Yeah.
That's really nice. But yeah, I would love to like go to a movie, but I know I could leave Josh with her no problem.
Yeah, yeah. That was never in doubt. I don't know if you wanted it.
Sometimes
yeah.
I wish we had a camera at home just so I could make sure he wasn't sleeping, but.
Hold on. Okay, okay. A couple times that she's been like just kind of chilling out, I have dozed off a little bit.
Sure.
But she's
dozed
fine.
Off. He always tells me, Ken, he's like, if something happened, like I'm really awake.
He's right
there. Like I can hear her breathing. I'm like alert, but I'm sleeping. Let me tell you what. Our smoke alarm went off in the house, and he did not wake up. Meanwhile,
when?
He was supposed to be watching the baby.
Wait, is that true?
Remember
is that
the
true?
Yes, remember the battery was dying, and it was squealing. You know when a smoke alarm battery starts
it's
dying? It's every 30 seconds.
And
it's like
always at 2 in the morning.
Yes, it's, exactly. It's the worst. And we have, like, our house is one big, basically, open room. So
it
it's
is,
like, I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah.
And there's a smoke alarm in every room. So, but when one goes off, like you hear it through the whole house because it's not very big.
Right.
So one of them, the battery was just dying. And he told me, I got her, like, you go do, I had to do something, I don't know, on the computer for work. So he's like, oh, go, I got her. I'll hang with her. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he fell asleep and I kind of woke him up and said, babe, are you like paying attention to her? He's like, yes, even if I'm dozed off, like, I can hear her. I know, like, I'm still sort of like half asleep. I'm like, okay. Sure enough, a few minutes later, that smoke alarm battery starts dying and he does not flinch while he's sleeping. And then lately when he naps, if you're watching the podcast, I'm about to show you what he looks like when he naps.
Okay.
When he tells me he's still alert and he's still half awake, he looks like this.
It's a doze.
He has a full mouth open.
Full
mouth open, which means you are. You are out.
Amanda
there
McCuga
is no waking you up.
Has leaned back in her chair and opened her mouth to indicate that he is as a
it's
mouth
the
wide
way
open.
It's the way I nap on an airplane. It's like
I've done that once. Josh, what say
it's
ye
bad.
After you deal with
okay,
the baby in the formula?
And
or and that's probably not formula. That's probably
some sweet, sweet boob milk.
All natural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, listen. When I fall asleep,
oat milk?
As you guys know, you've worked in this office before. I lay a towel down on the floor. Give me 10 minutes. I need 10 minutes just to close my eyes, and I can fall asleep immediately. Immediately.
Ikaika, this is true, correct?
Yes.
Ikaika's witnessed it many times, more than us.
Listen, as soon as like my body just my body needs to shut down, literally shut down, like all systems, right?
And then,
okay. My body needs that. And then once the body needs its power down, you know, restart, bum, 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 I'm back up.
Ironically.
Dum, bum, bum, bum.
Ironically, you're like a robot.
Yes.
The thing you fear the most.
I hate robots. I don't trust them, but I might be one.
Yeah, that might be. It's we all hate what we
he
think
does
we are.
This, maybe he does 10 minutes, 20 minutes here in the office, but at home, he's like, give me a good 20. Like, I just need 20.
Oh, the biggest difference.
And
okay,
then it, 20 turns into an hour.
Shively, what do you got?
They're never 20 minutes.
Whenever you take a nap, you take a nap behind the desk where the outlets are. So maybe you're actually charging it.
Maybe you are. Yeah, good point.
Charging.
Look,
I
Josh possesses a supernatural ability to refresh. yeah. when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I've witnessed the collider thing.
Yeah.
I witnessed it in Vegas that one time out with the Hard Rock comedy show. We're out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you were so drunk, you were dancing with nachos. You passed out in Ellis's bed, and we thought you weren't going to make the flight home. I asked Ellis the next day. He's like, he was up before me.
Yeah.
He was on that plane.
Money.
2 hours.
My body needs a little bit of decompress. Like when I was in college or anything right. like that, anytime somebody's like, oh, you want to stay up all night? I'm like, no, it is the worst idea ever. I need, the body needs a little bit of rest.
Right.
So like, you know, a lot of time. Oh. Yep.
Sorry. Sorry.
In the Poopsville.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
We've traveled into Poopsville. Oh, yeah, how's that jean? How's that jean looking?
Jean is okay.
How's that pant on your jean pant?
That's okay. We got okay. a bit.
It didn't sound.
Well, I'm going to have to go change a diaper, guys. I'll be right back.
Oh, well, yeah, Rosie. Good work. Good work.
That's a stinker.
Oh, I heard that one coming around the bend there. That was
that's a stinker.
Guess what? We're not in a quiet place.
No, we are not.
That was good work, Rosie. Look at that. Look at that face. She's like, yeah, that felt good. She's like, that felt good. That is the face
let's
of someone.
See,
who's like,
let's see what Josh is going to do right now. He's going to lay down her clean blanket and put her poopy butt on it.
I mean, who hasn't done that?
B plus, Ken.
B plus. Hey, you know what? That's a 250 hitter.
You know
that'll
say,
get
though?
You the All-Star game every third season.
I will
season.
Say, I don't always give Josh enough credit, but he, you know, he's never, obviously he's never been a dad, and these kinds of
New
things
territory.
Don't really come natural to most men. So, you know, in his mind, he's like, okay. I see a rag, I'll put her on something so she's not on the rug.
Ranger Donald says, oh, we hit the jackpot. Oh, man. Crap and Rosie, get on board. So he's picking it up.
He is. And I, you know, where I have nieces and nephews and I have, you know, helped take care of them since they were born, Josh does too, but he has not really been around day to day for the newborn phase. Like he's the Funkle when you are like 4 and up, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, he's like, he'll hold you and, you know, think you're cute, but he doesn't really know what to do.
Yeah,
so this is truly like his first time experiencing the hands-on newborn thing. Whereas
you've been doing it
for my nieces, although it's very different when it's your own.
Sure.
It is. You don't get to give them back to somebody.
No, you don't get to. At this point, I'd be like, I got the thing on the ground, the mat. It's all you. It's all you.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
But Josh is great at doing diapers.
Yeah.
He's
diving right in.
He's great at it all. Sometimes I question where he leaves her in places.
Just,
but
where's that diaper going? That's just that diaper. Oh, man. Where's that diaper going?
This is the thing about, like, Ken, you would look at that diaper and be like, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Amanda, I can't look at it now.
I've had it on my body. I've had it on my body, my hands, and it does not faze me anymore.
No, that's,
I actually don't mind it.
You have to answer you secretly like it. I
don't really like it. I wouldn't say I like it, but I really don't mind if I have poop on me. It's just you learn, like, none of my clothes are safe. She spits up and drools on everything I have. Like, if you see, I mean, I'm wearing black right now, but I constantly have stains.
It's the mom stains.
On my shoulder.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And honestly, like, it's kind of cute. So, I don't, the baby poop is.
This is good. I mean, he did this in record time.
He's good.
He's got the new trousers on.
He's even going to put diaper cream. I don't even do that all the time.
What's diaper? Can I use it? Is it an adult diaper cream? What does that do?
It's more of a paste.
Yeah.
And honestly, I bet adults could use it. I mean, probably if it's good for babies, it's got to be good for adults.
Well, you know.
You know what else is good for your skin?
What's that?
Breast milk.
Yeah, I had an old boss explain that in excruciating detail, and I was like, we're done here. We don't need to hear more about that.
But the pediatrician always says, like, oh, yeah, for anything. Like, oh, you can put a little breast milk on it. It'll be good. I'm like,
put a bird
okay.
on it.
I'm not kidding. I was doing little spot treatments of breast milk on my pimples.
Really? Little duct tape, little breast milk. That's all you need.
What else did she
say?
I think I took, remember, Josh, didn't I tell you to put breast milk on something?
On your back sores from your waxing?
I feel like, something like that.
I could laugh like a madman. You know what? If this is true, Amanda, you've stumbled onto the best business idea ever.
I'm telling you.
Breast milk infused face cream.
I know. I could literally sell my breast milk. Also, I got the COVID antibodies, baby. That stuff is gold.
Yeah.
But here's the issue I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, so don't quote me.
Okay, it's not science yet.
But I have heard that you actually cannot sell breast milk for money. However, I can donate it to a hospital. And this is how fucked up our healthcare system is. I can donate my breast milk for free, not sell it. I can give it to a hospital. That hospital can then give it to a mother and her baby who maybe can't produce or has, you know, can't breastfeed.
Yep.
Then that hospital charges that mother or her health insurance for the breast milk I gave them for free.
But you can't make any profit.
No.
Is there a black market of...
Oh, there's definitely a black market. There's got to be a black market
for
breast milk.
What is the... Yeah. What is the reason behind not being able to? Is it like you can't have ferrets in California, but everyone does it?
I don't know. I don't know because... I don't actually know why you can't do it, but I do know women who have donated or given it to either friends or family or people that they know.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anyone actually selling it, but there's got to be some underground something.
Yeah. No, I met my, I think my sister, they had to send her to the neighbor's house for whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. The neighbor's mom was like, I'm working. Women, you come over, use mine.
Or if you adopt or something like that, you know, you might need it and you're not producing. So, I mean, my sister once offered before she was born because my sister and I were breastfeeding at the same time because my niece is one. And right before she was born, I was so concerned about not being able to, or, you know, this is really good conversation talking about breast milk.
We're down this path.
But my
now.
Sister was like, well, hey, listen, when she's born, I'll still be breastfeeding. I can be your wet nurse if you need. And I was like, well, that's a little too far. Yeah, I don't know if I want my sister breastfeeding my baby, but good to know that good she's there. If
you know, it's an industry. It's a growth industry.
Yeah.
Look at Rosie. Rosie, she's like, I feel great.
Yeah.
The last 10 minutes of my life have just been the best.
Fantastic. You got a good shot of the Prince of the Islands, Aloha Friday.
Do we think when Rosie starts talking and she blows, she's going to be like, Dad, like how you do it, Josh?
Blame
it on you?
Yeah.
No, but I think that Josh is going to blame it on her.
Yeah.
My dad used to do that. My dad used to fart in elevators with me and my sisters.
Oh, no.
And look and turn around at one of us and go, Hannah, that is disgusting. My poor sister, she was so embarrassed. But he's like, Hannah, and then he turned to everyone in the elevator and be like, I'm so sorry.
Wait, were the strangers were in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
My dad would fart.
What?
Yes.
I thought this was just like a family thing.
No, my dad would fart in like a full elevator or with, you know, two or three other strangers and be like, Hannah, to my sister, that
genius
is disgusting. I can't believe you just did that in front of me. And then he'd put on a whole thing. He's like, I can't believe you just did that in front of all these kind people. And now they have to smell you. Yeah. I mean, to the point where she would be like so mortified, she might cry. And she's like, Dad, it wasn't me.
That is
I can see
level.
Josh doing that to Rosie.
Oh, that's
you. I don't think I'd go that far, but that is hysterical. I mean, come on. What do you think? Would I do that to you? No.
Did anyone in the elevator be like, yes, Your Honor? Like, because of the courthouse?
This is my
that makes sense because I've been around the judge about 10 minutes. My stepdad, the judge,
there's no way he would ever do that. I'm not even sure the guy farts, to be honest.
Yeah, if he does, it's full of justice. That's crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah, he was a very funny guy, but he was, he tortured my older sisters. I was the baby, I don't know. He never really gave me a hard time. One, I was his favorite because I looked just like him.
Sure,
and
that's how it works.
I was the baby, so I couldn't really do anything wrong.
Yeah, or realize what was happening, that you were socially marked from everyone in this elevator.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it was one of those, like, I think everybody knew probably that this guy was trying to be funny, and clearly it was not poor sister. I'm sure my dad's farts were disgusting.
But like, how many people in the elevator and how many floors?
I don't know. I mean... I'd say it's 2 to 3
people.
That's
a really good question.
Like, we got a 3-story elevator here in the office, in the building.
Yeah, I'd say that.
That's a quick ride.
Yeah.
But if he's like 13 levels or 14.
We're from a small town, so there weren't many high-rise buildings where we're from.
Yeah.
It's probably two
Carmel by
floors.
The sea. Yeah. We got fart in your elevators. Wow. Look, that's craziness. I can see Josh doing something like that. Maybe not to that degree, but I can see him.
I mean, I want to be like, I saw a couple videos around where, you know, the dad is the announcer at a baseball game, like a soccer game. It's like, coming to the plate, he loves his mom a lot. You know, like, coming to the plate, she farts in elevators and has pooped many a times in our toilet and clogged it. Rosie McCuga. Like, you know what I mean?
Dad.
Friend, silly like
that'll work out great. We have about 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to actually get to our title of the show here. Sponsor is Homegrown Boone's Bourbon. And this Saturday, Josh, past Saturday, you were out at Jam in the Van with Tyler Boone.
Jam in the Van.
How'd that go?
Okay. Well, first of all, doing live stand-up in front of people again, God, did I miss that.
Right, it was a great time.
Because I was doing, at the Battle Buddy Foundation outing, I did a decent amount of crowd work in between, like, raffles.
Sure. Right?
Both times he got in trouble with me, by the way.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A few too many rosés and a few too many boonses.
Uh-oh.
So, there's that. But, like, the crowd, I'm telling you, we got to do a live Good People Association at Jam in the Van.
Love to.
Or something like that.
Yeah, love to.
Or like, you know, me, you, and Mark do stand-up, something like that, Ellis. And because the crowd there was awesome.
What if we gave Riley 45?
We give Riley a hard 40. He's never done stand-up before. He's like,
Are your headliner tonight, Mark Riley.
I need a root canal. So what's the deal with those? My bad.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, I would love that. But yeah. But
and, so first, there was a duo of two guys that had like cool guy band hats, as I like to call them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're hats that no human can wear, but if you're in a band, like a human can obviously, but like only cool guys in bands can wear the
totally.
Hats.
Like, I got this dad hat on right now, and it's
great.
It's a good design. I love the hat. You can get a GPA, the GPA.fun, but it makes me look a little bit like a pinhead, but
because
I have a big head, so I need big hats. This is a tiny hat, like a painter's cap, or this is a dad's cap, is what they call it, dad's hat. All right, so Amanda.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, don't just. Okay, no, finish your story. Finish your story.
No, so
that's
really
rude of me.
Good.
That was rude.
They were really good. Now, the second band that came up, because Tyler closed it, there was a comedian named Raphael went up between the first band and the second band. The second band was called the Dylan Chambers Band, and they had a horn section. Ken, you know, we're big in the horn section. There was a trombone and I believe a saxophone, or trumpet and a saxophone. Okay.
Okay.
And they did an amazing cover of They'll Keep On Lifting Higher.
That's great.
And I was just like, Ghostbusters 2. And they were like, yeah, let's go. And they crushed it. And like, the only thing that kind of was tough about it is you couldn't get up and dance.
She's not getting it.
I know.
You couldn't dance. I can't dance. Okay. Why couldn't you dance? Not enough room?
I think because of COVID protocols, you couldn't dance.
Oh. No Mamba number five. Mamba number five and no Dirty Dancing.
Nothing. But the Dylan Chambers Band crushed
Macarena.
It. And then I went up and did. So the one comedian, and I'll get your opinion on this one.
Okay.
In between acts, obviously the band had to break down.
Sure.
And there she is. Had to break down and like put another like set back up. And
sure.
Raphael, the comedian, and I respect this, was like, I don't want to do stand up while people are doing stuff behind me and feel like that takes away the focus for me. I'm like, no, I totally get that. But
understand.
I'm fine with it if it helps move the show along because Jam in the Van has been getting in trouble with noise from the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's close to a residential neighborhood and whatever. And so, oh, there's Uncle Ken. You looking at him? You looking at Uncle Ken? Oh, yeah.
She's
smiling.
You gonna smile for Uncle Ken?
So
As I was doing stand-up, Tyler and his band were setting up behind me, so I was just doing my normal, like, yelling in the crowd and talk and, like, sit on people's laps and, you know, do a little thing. And stand-up was great. Tyler Boone's band killed. The thing that was crazy is in between, like, they had chairs. In between each chair was a cooler.
Yeah.
Had beers and bourbon in each cooler for everybody sitting down. And you could, like, they had envelopes of just, like, joints being passed around and edibles and all this kind of stuff. It was the most free-form.
Shangri-La.
Like, guarantee you John and Deb McCuga show up. My mom's in, like, a Talbots outfit. My dad's in pleated khakis and a polo shirt. He'd be like, this is what I was worried about when my son moved to California.
You know, in my day, rock and roll was clean and sober.
I saw
turn on some Stones.
I saw the Four Tops at the Detroit Civic Center in 1968.
I bet your mom's like, I loved the Beatles until they started doing the grass. Rosie laughed at that.
Did she laugh at that? You laugh at Uncle Ken? Did you laugh at Uncle Ken?
But, okay. I think you're the perfect performer and comic to do what you're describing.
Right, and like in between bands.
I would switch up. You know, it's just crowd work.
Totally.
Because you're right. There's some. I don't think the guy's wrong.
Right.
But I think you're built for that.
I mean, I did a little bit. I tried a new bit about having a baby that did really well. And great. A woman came up to me afterwards. She's like, we have two kids. And we thought the exact same thing after our first one. Like, terrified coming out from the hospital.
Right. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They just give you a baby.
I would love to hear these, the baby bits.
Well, you have to come on out to jam in the van.
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing?
What am I going to do with her?
Yeah. When we do the GPA con, you know? Well, we were thinking about maybe doing some stand-up in Pittsburgh, Ken, during 4th of July, but I think that's been pushed to maybe September, possible Steeler home game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, her eyes, she just did the, like, what is in front of me? It's floating, and it's crazy.
It's a finger.
De-de-de.
I like to do this thing, which probably is super weird, but I like to make out with her sometimes.
You don't make out with her.
I don't know if you say it into a podcast.
I don't actually make out with her, but I like kiss her on the lips, like, and it's so cute. I just like in the morning.
Well, I said this morning on the Positivity Report, it's like, you know, it's this thing where you want to eat your baby because it's so cute.
Sure.
Like, you want to squeeze it so hard,
like a,
and just like love it as hard as you possibly can.
Like a jelly filled with jam.
Correct. And it's just like, God. And then the man is like, all right, you're squeezing too hard.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you're squeezing.
Yeah, because we do these little family hugs. They're like super fun.
You do just kind of want to eat them. Like,
sure.
I want to take a fork and just kind of scoop out.
Just scoop out. Yeah.
Just a little piece of these ham hugs.
Oh, you like
these
that?
These little ham hugs. Oh.
Do you like the dad hat?
Ken's a new favorite.
I'm making her smile. It's pretty intoxicating. I feel like I've accomplished something today.
Boom.
You do. When you get a baby to smile, you're like, oh,
tough audience.
Man,
yeah.
I am.
Tough smile, dude.
Yeah.
Once you get it. You get it forever.
Yeah. Do you like pooping? You're drooling. Do you like pooping?
Look at her.
She's into it. She's like, yes, you're
I
funny.
Like this new guy. And look how red your face gets, Ken, because you're trying so hard to. If you guys are listening in the podcast, we appreciate that. If you're watching, Ken is giving full effort, like full dad uncle effort.
Do you like pooping? You're drooling on your chin. It's all over your chin.
Ranger Donaldson, you have to phrase that better. Listen, I know. I don't like to make out with my baby. I didn't mean that.
It's not like a creepy make out.
No,
it's just like,
no.
Sometimes when you're going for the...
I just want to, like, kiss her, eat her face.
Yeah. She's so cute.
That's the best. We're almost out of here, but also, Amanda... Yeah, go ahead. You want to eat her feet now or something?
Yeah.
Just grill it up there on the air fryer we got? You know, just...
Just snacking on some Cheez-Its and some baby toes.
Yeah. In closing, Amanda... Josh's grade for this Jam the Van weekend. A minus?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. F. F minus. Is there anything worse than that? Bottom of the barrel.
Wow.
So much so that I even said, like, this is not, like, afternoon's grade. Like,
wow.
This is
we can't
like,
even discuss it on the afternoon.
Yeah, like, I was so mad. I'm like, this is not
like,
the a,
night terrors
like a
kept
funny
her up
give,
and
you
the
a,
baby up.
Give you a grade wow. on the afternoons. This is, like, so, I'm really pissed.
N.A. Just, like, N.A. Yeah. So bad.
Yeah, like, did not pass.
It's like when a pitcher comes in and gives up runs but doesn't get an out and his ERA is infinity.
Yes,
there's
correct.
Just no number that can capture
yep,
it
yep.
and
no.
crap it.
It was,
because what Josh... Josh is still, I mean, he's going to be 40 in January, and I had to remind him it's time to grow up.
Another word was in there.
Yeah.
Grow the beep up.
Correct.
But he's still kind of like a 23-year-old kid, but we have a baby now. Like, you can't,
Did you have this argument in the lobby at the Wendy's?
It was close to the Wendy's because I needed that Wendy's breakfast the next day for sure. Ken.
He just when you have a baby, it's no longer about you anymore. Like you have to consider
it's about Rosie and her poops.
Yes, like you have to consider her in everything you do, because what happens is, yay! I'm so glad Josh is like you know going out and having a good time. That is not the problem. It's that when he comes home, he comes home to a wife and a daughter, and that daughter is. A lot right now. And although I know she's in the easy phase in the sense that she's not walking around
she's
or crawling.
Crying and pooping.
Yeah, but it's when she keeps me up at night and then I have a husband next to me having night terrors who keep me up, keeps me up at night, and can't help me with her. It's like
I'm not laughing at you. I just having experienced a night terrors in a bed with this man. I know
yes,
half of what you got.
Having,
half of what you
imagine
got.
Having an infant on top of it. You're like, oh, good, okay, dealing with the night terrors, and then also you have a baby. Like I had to explain to him, what if I was sick? What if I didn't feel well? Or what, you know, like. And couldn't be there. Then you're supposed to get up and handle our baby while you're drunk in your sleep.
I'm not choosing sides here. I think I would always err on the side of Amanda. But seeing Josh spring to action, 14 drinks in, it's like that.
Thanks, Ken.
He's on that plane. He's got the luggage in the overhead compartment.
Because
he's
he only
ready for
has
takeoff.
To worry about himself. Imagine if he had a baby that day.
The baby would
both.
Be in the overhead compartment.
That's
safe.
What I mean. No, she'd be left safe. In the airport somewhere.
No, she safe. Wouldn't.
I'm just saying.
Safe.
Thanks, Ken. This
I'm trying to help you.
I know you are. Thank
there's
you.
No helping. It's too far gone.
Have you ever been in an overhead compartment? This
I was
seat
almost,
is amazing.
Comfortable.
I almost thought about, remember the time I was so mad at you, I wrote you an email?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
that was a tough
I,
night.
I, yeah, it, a tough I was so mad that I almost woke up in the middle of the night, like after I had just fed her, I was already awake, and I was about to write him another email.
Look,
because I was so mad and I needed to tell him right now, but he was drunk beside me, having thrashing.
There's only two things worse than that: a actual handwritten letter, or like blood-stained words on the wall.
Yeah,
I should have done that. That's
like the one that Billy the Kid left Pat Garrett, Garrett's place.
But I'm saying it on the podcast today, not because I think it's funny and
right.
and it's a bit. I'm saying it to hold him accountable because I swear the next time anything like that happens again,
yeah.
I told him I'm not coming on the afternoons.
Wow. Big words.
Yeah.
Big. Rosie, what'd you think about that?
God, you like to poop.
Sorry. All right, we're almost out of here. This is quite
that.
A yeah, it might have been
might
Josh,
have gone a little
it
too far.
Too far.
It might have been
might
too
have been
far.
Too far. Kind of like you had a jam in the van,
yeah,
apparently.
Correct. No. Correct.
A lot of fun. We are gonna do some stuff with Jam in the Van, we yeah. hope. More coming. And yeah, we're getting out there. All right. I don't want to end the show on a complete like down. I think that's a cliffhanger. I think that's a cliffhanger. That's how I'm gonna look at that. Like cliffhanger. We'll see what
I
happens
won't
next
yeah.
week.
Yeah. We'll see if I show up again.
Yeah. We are afternoons is bi-weekly right now. You can see kind of why we got Poop and Rosie here. This is a
Poop
wonderful,
Rosie,
joyful handful.
Board.
So 2 weeks from now will be the next afternoons. Next week, no internet for old people. What we're gonna do one of those member hangs where I'll do a YouTube stream. If you're a member of GPA, you get the link. The reason is. The reason is
another one.
Ikaika is going to be out of town, and so I can't run my own show.
This one's on you.
Wow, that sounded like an uncle coming back from a Wendy's.
I hope the mics picked it up.
The mics picked it up. The guy at 7-Eleven just said, "Stop! There's an earthquake." Oh my gosh, we're going to leave on that note.
Okay,
see you next week.
Cuter than baby farts. Though.
We got Josh Brady tomorrow.
Yeah,
big one,
do.
The Glee battle. We got special guests. I'll be hosting Positivity Monday and Tuesday. I got Mark Andrego coming on Monday. Talk
what?
About his book Love Is Love.
Nice
for Pride Month, and it's important stuff to talk about. And then Phil Svitek's coming in with some life advice, Josh.
On Tuesday,
how to make your negative attitude positive.
Amazing.
We're doing some fun stuff, and Rosie's pooping. We'll see you next time on the afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda, a silly look at a serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as your daughter's farts have louder volume than yours.
It's always the afternoon.
Way to go, Rosie.